behind the scenes, like, yeah, this just happened. You know what I'm saying? And the beef, like, ain't nobody really talked about like what the beef was really about, other than the fact that Kendrick, you know what I'm saying, don't fuck with Drake like that and blah blah blah. I've been
Do
listening
you want
to
me to pause
J.
this? Do you want me to pause this while you're talking? Or you
Yeah, because
good?
I don't want to have, I don't want this to be the, I don't let this be the
All right.
kickoff.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking.
You know what I'm saying? I originally posted it on Instagram before I posted it on TikTok. I think I posted it on TikTok the next day because I wanted to give it some time to see what it did on Instagram. And it did what I expected it to do on Instagram. It just fucking, it spun out with the people that fuck with me already. Wasn't no, it was a, it was some new eyes on it, but no real engagement. But with TikTok, I started getting massive engagement. A lot of people in my inbox and shit like that. It was like the MySpace days. You know what I'm saying?
Now, just for context, to give you context, right? I don't even be on TikTok that much. I literally pop on there maybe a few minutes a day versus Instagram, which I'm on more because I'm have multiple accounts I'm trying to, run, whatever. So I pretty much, I think I follow you on two of my accounts. I did not see none of that until I was on TikTok for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's just, a testament of what you're saying. Like, they're not even letting the people that follow you see stuff on IG versus I literally was not even on there for not, I don't be on TikTok like that. I'll be on there
You
for
gotta
very
literally tag
short.
motherfuckers to get, you gotta tag motherfuckers to get eyes on your shit on Instagram.
Literally.
Like, it's kind of crazy. And like, they want to keep on saying that it's about China this and China that. It's like, it's almost like when your, when your mama say, when you ask your mama, hey, I had $10 in my room. You seen it? And she was like, no, I don't know where that money went. But then you see her with a pack of cigarettes and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's how Instagram is, man. Instagram is like, yeah, I saw you post that shit, but I don't know why you ain't getting no views. But keep on posting, maybe one day.
Maybe
You
one day
know
you'll
what
break
I'm
through
saying?
if you post 40 view 40 different clips a day, we
And
might get
then
you
you know
through.
they reserve the right to use your shit. That's why I don't post a whole lot of my personal shit on Instagram, because they actually literally let you know. You know what I'm saying? We will fuck around. If your shit is popular enough, we will use your shit.
Yeah, we'll use a
You
we'll
know what I'm
put a
saying?
patent. Yeah, we'll try to use a patent on your
We'll go
shit.
ahead. We'll copyright it ourselves. We've already pre-copyrighted it just by you being a member.
One
You
of
know what
my
I'm saying?
videos did
Because
that, and they sent me a notice saying they would like to talk to me about copyright and patents. I was like, you know what? Let me stop. I'm gonna post, but I'm not gonna keep doing that.
it's because they're like, we like to, as consumers, we like to just use it as a platform in general to kind of like just share shit. But it's really for marketing. It's so, it's like, it's social media. You know what I'm saying? And the social component is just that we're all interacting. But the media component is like, you got to have something to sell. You got to have something to give to make it worth being there. It
Right,
go
because
back to
other
like
than
what I
that,
was
you
saying when
just
I say,
learn
what,
your shit.
like, a lot of people don't be using it like that. People just be on there trying to be funny and shit, but they don't capitalize on their humor. It's like, you, if you're not willing to capitalize on it, they not paying you no fucking attention. If you got to be willing to sell something, otherwise you just, all they're gonna do is sell your fucking data. You might as well get something out of it, because they, you going, you are up for sale when you're on that shit. You know what I'm
That's the
saying? They
truth.
selling everything. They selling all your habits to the market. You know what I'm saying? That's why they got ads and shit on there. That the ads are more important than us. You know what I'm saying? The reason why they got ads on there is because the people who pay for those ads are paying for our eyes.
And everything is tailored to your personal algorithm in terms of what you've been liking, what you've been interacting with. Because, like, for example, this is funny too, because I just bought something because they little marketing work. The product is a good product, but it definitely bombarding me with different marketing things over months wore me down to the point where I was like, well, let me try this product because I am looking for a product that's in this space that's better than what I'm currently using. And this is getting advertised to me constantly saying it's so good. Let me see.
Right.
So it's that deodorant Mando. Have y'all seen that commercial? Okay. So about three or four other people that I asked, they had never heard of it. And I'm like, how did you never, like, these motherfuckers are in my ear at least 6 times a day. Like, how you
Yeah,
never
especially
seen
if you
one
watch the
commercial?
ESPN, it's all over ESPN in
Right.
the morning
So
when you watch
that's
them first
okay.
take.
That's right. So they do have a little bit of some commercials like on actual TV too. So yeah, of course you would see it that way. But yeah, a lot of people didn't hear of it. But I was asking women, they're not watching SportsCenter unless it's like my sister or a few other different women that I know. But for the most part, they're not watching them channels. So that makes sense. But you
Like, think
know,
about it like this.
it's tailored to
If
you, what you're looking at.
all three of us started an Instagram account at the exact same time, I would say within 5 hours, it'll branch off and fractal off into some other shit for each one of us. And the only intersection will be what we have in common. And our Instagram experience will be so fucking vastly different. It'll be like we're using three different apps. You know what I'm saying? That's because Meta has mastered their algorithm. They know what the fuck they're doing, bro. It's kind of like, it's like keeping you in a cell. And the only time you get to interact is when it's time to go to the yard. You know what I'm saying? That's why if you look at all the big news that kind of like that we all kind of know about, odds are we know about this big news. It's only big to us because we all share a similar interest in a certain area. But if I break out a piece of news that I think is big to me, and I present it to you, knowing that I got it from the same source you get your news from, you'll be like, I never heard about that. You see what I'm saying? And it's re the reason why is because the algorithm fed it to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, based on your interest or based on the shit that you done clicked on or the shit that you stared at longer than 5 seconds, we figure this would be interesting to you. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, YouTube does it. That's why YouTube has it where like they'll give you like pre-roll on their videos and shit like that if you watch it on TV or whatever. You use YouTube on TV, it'll play you like what 10 seconds of the clip. If you watch that shit, that channel basically ends up in your fucking algorithm. All down your feed.
Oh, not even from fully clicking on it, just from doing the
Right.
little arrow wave over and it play a few minutes of it or a
Yeah.
few seconds of
Because
it.
like I said, you're
Seconds
just
of it. Not
curious as to
even
what they're talking
clicking.
about.
Yeah, because the fact that you Right,
didn't click
that's
off
right.
of it is like saying, oh, you have some interest in it. Yeah.
Huh.
Now subscribing and all that shit is just for the benefit of the creator. It ain't even for you. It's you know what I'm saying, data collection pretty much.
Yeah.
That's how like reels too. Like if you think about it, like Instagram reels, them motherfuckers start up before you even fucking swipe past that shit. You see what I'm saying?
And
Whether you
it's
got the
kind of like the
sound on or
way
not.
it's kind of like the way Dr. Dre likes it when he says when he listened to different producers who stopped by to play beats for him. He said you got about what 10 seconds before I go to the next beat or whatever. So they gotta get your attention right away.
And like if you look at how you Facebook and Instagram do their reels, like they never take you to the creator. They just take you to that piece. You know what I'm saying? That's posted. And if you swipe off of it and come back to it, it should be gone. But it's only just long enough where you'll watch it on the fucking loop. You see what I'm saying? That's all. I mean, it's all to me, it's bigger. All of this shit is bigger than what it used to be in terms of like popping off, getting on, getting your shit, getting some exposure and eyes on your shit. That shit is dead, bro. Like if you ain't willing to play the game. If you're not keeping up with the score and ain't willing to play the game, you might as well just go ahead and get out of there.
I mean,
And
at the end of the
that's with any
day,
type of content creation.
because it seems like the
That mean you
majority of the
got.
people that's made money, they've made their money off of TikTok and or YouTube, not YouTube, Instagram already. It seems like it's kind of
Yeah.
like over with for For
that, or
Instagram, you
YouTube as
gotta
well.
spend money. You gotta spend money, and that's the only way. Like, I feel like YouTube and TikTok are the only ones to still have the ability for you to create something that'll just click and go viral.
I think the reason why YouTube flourishes is because Google, being his parent company, needs to collect that data because their AI is so fucking strong. You know what I'm saying? Every bit of engagement is data collection so they could teach their AI. You know what I'm saying? It kind of take me back conversation we had with D-Boy when he was talking about him doing his Rap Cap and Kicks channel. That, I mean, it only makes sense to do that if you're gonna be on this motherfucker, make some money off of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He found his lane. He
He
found a
did,
way to
man.
kind
I
of
was so happy when he figured that shit out, man. That was dope.
he tapped into it. He figured it out. He did some shit. He experimented. He said, "Shit, I'm still in posting all that shit." He said, "If I could do it to see what, like, if this shit is so popular amongst people who ain't making no money off of it, let me post it. Let me repost it and see if I can make some money off of it." You know what I'm saying? And that's what all of them do. Every month, these fucking bot sites, all of them. And that's
Yeah.
another thing. They like to have you think that most of the engagement that you get is organic
Organic
only
and
because they
natural.
need you.
No,
They need you to believe it.
everybody's reposting and posting somebody else's material, man.
And it's bots and all that shit, B. That's why I believe that Drake is naive and foolish in suing UMG. Because nobody gets to where he is without bots. Nobody gets to where he is without some manipulation of the system, setting up an algorithm. Nobody, like, you're not just that good, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't, you weren't born with it, my nigga. These motherfuckers threw some money at it.
Did you all ever
So see
anytime
that special
you on
hear
Vice when they
about
had those guys on there with the computers already loaded up and the phones, and they had everything hooked up, and they said, this is how certain record labels get their views for their artists. Like they call us,
streaming banks,
they say they use us.
like if I kept every last cell phone I had and I just had them active and I click play on all of them on a streaming service, I could probably manipulate the numbers by a little bit myself. You know what I'm saying? If you had a bank of fucking cell phones and you had Spotify just lined up on all of them, and you just pick the one artist and that one song, and you just hit play on them and just let the motherfucker keep spinning, and then come back to it, start it all over again. You know what I'm saying? Power some of them down so the battery don't overheat, and then start the next set of them up and do it all over again.
If an artist think that you can have a hit song without spending no money, then they are naive. Understand the way the record industry work right now, because
Your
you
mic
literally
dropping out.
have to spend money.
Yeah, he should hook that other mic up because that joint is.
Yeah, that lapel mic is kind of
Yeah, man. He gonna double it up.
bugging. Put two of them
Wow.
on.
I don't use the other one as much, so it probably got more juice.
Is that the mic you use when you do your clips?
Yeah. Is this better than the other one, or do I still need to switch?
Mean, it
No.
sounds clean.
It sound okay, but
The
in a
other one was
minute.
just dropping out.
Yeah. We'll see what happens in a minute when you're talking, when you got something to say.
No, I was just saying you might have to cut that out, but it's like the way that these artists think they could just drop songs and not spend no money on stuff and still have success, that man, you gotta have something that can really go viral in a very visceral way. Other than that, I don't know if it's gonna happen without you putting,
Technically,
the traditional
it ain't even
money
about the
around it.
product no more. It ain't even about the product no more. It ain't about the music. It ain't about the movie. It ain't about the clip. It ain't about none of that no more. Like, we like to believe that our art means something to the world, and there's a small niche of it that still does exist. You know what I'm saying? People who still buy physicals and stuff like that. But when it comes to like the actual machine, when you actually dealing with this system the way it is structured now, that shit dead in the water, bro. Like, yeah, you put some money into the pot and try to get the little buzz you need, but how are you gonna compete against this fucking big ass conglomerate that's in cahoots with everybody? You know what I'm saying? Like, they are literally invested in SoundCloud. They're invested in the streaming services. You know what I'm saying? They got money. Hell, fucking YouTube Music is what, Lior Cohen. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro, what are we doing? This dude Lior was what, president of Def Jam for a
Def
period of
Jam,
time?
yeah. And then he went
Yeah.
over
And
to
Warner Brothers.
Atlantic. Was it Atlantic? Atlantic
No, he was at
Records.
Warner Brothers.
No, he was at
Oh,
Atlantic for a while too, right?
he was at Warner Brothers, man.
Warner
Yeah,
Brothers is
after
part of
that.
Atlantic. When they
Yeah.
merged, yeah, Warner Brothers became part
Oh,
of
okay.
Atlantic.
That's probably how that happened there.
Yeah, and then after that, he started changing the way music and everything was going. So he said, "Well, let me go over here and sit at the top of what was going on internationally or globally, and I just have a position there." And he's been controlling
And it
that
go
ever
back
since.
and it go back to like the whole thing I was saying earlier off mic, when we were saying how like Like the government pay for this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? The government pay for this shit. Like it might even be bigger than the government paying for it now because these motherfuckers make hand over fist money. They don't need the government money, but the government paid for it at some point in time. It's like everything you see today was already set. It was a play. All of this shit is a fucking play. Why
The
you think
thing
all
that's
these major artists who all these major artists started to rebel once they reached a certain point?
I
You know what
feel
I'm saying?
like
Don't
it's
nobody
the
want to be
love the
fucking.
government because you know we always talk about this as far as like presidents and all of that. Does it really mean anything? Because at the end of the day, it's some family, it's some corporation that really holding the real power. That's who really saying like, oh, let's. Like, for example, and I hate to throw this person under the bus, but I can't stand them, so I don't super hate throwing them under the bus. But a Sexy Red, why are they all up in our face and they have no talent? It's really back to what Six was saying in the sense of the people who run it, they gonna put who they want in the positions to influence people a certain way. So now you got another dumb girl influencing women to be on some dumb girl shit. Like, why are we putting her in the front when it's that's why I'm glad that girl Dolce know how to, you know, use her looks and other things to get herself in a position to be able to have a message to influence women in a more positive way because they want to put a Sexy Red in your face. That's what they really want to do. So they'll be just idiots out here.
I think it's I think the play behind all that though is the same play that's going on with the drill scene. I think the play is really just about low hanging fruit. You know what I'm saying? Something that can be replicated. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to replicate a Dolce. It's hard to replicate a Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? And actually financially capitalize. That's why Drake is one of them artists where he's gifted enough as an actor where he can play the part. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't how many rappers are actually actors outside of being like they're just pretending to be something. But like Drake is literally
An
a trained
actor
actor.
before he was a rapper, right?
Yeah, so like he's the total package. He's already media trained, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why his rebellion against the system is so important to the conversation
Do you think
because
his case is legit?
I mean, legit in the way of telling on the teacher for giving you good grades, even though your mama paid for those good grades. You see what I'm saying? It's like all he's doing is exposing some shit. He has the ability of exposing some shit that everybody already said happened. It's almost like saying like Jay Electronica was married to that Rothschild chick. If he decided to just come out and say, you know what, everything you thought of was true. I was fucking this bitch, and yeah, well, the Illuminati is real, and I saw it. That's what that looked like to me.
Okay,
You know what I'm
gotcha.
saying? So like Drake, like all he's doing is really just putting a hand grenade in his pants at this point. He blowing up his whole little shit because they're not gonna let it rock. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna make him look crazy. You saw what they did to Ye.
Yeah, that's a that's where I was that's where I was going next. Do you think they're gonna end up trying to make him look like
They're gonna do it different.
Yeah,
They're gonna
they
do it
yeah, they
differently
got to do it
because Ye is
differently. Yeah.
way
Because
more
Ye
Ye is
plays
more
into
eccentric. He's
you.
more eccentric, and
Right. He
I think
plays into
with
what
Ye,
that
he
Ye
did
is
it. He
easier.
did it for a purpose of wanting people to see that they calling me crazy, so I'm gonna play crazy. But at the same time, if something happens to me, everybody will see what's going on. So they can't say that it
And
was me, it was you all.
Ye firmly believes in his art. You see what I'm saying? He firmly believes in his capabilities. Whereas Drake, I don't even think it has anything to do with the art or his capabilities. He just liked the fame and the money. You know what I'm saying? He liked the he liked the he liked what comes with being Drake.
Being the
You know what I'm
rapper.
saying? All right. He get to live out his fantasy. You see what I'm saying? Whereas Kanye is like literally just a dude who kind of broke through. And yeah, he got influenced by the system because the system always going to try to entice you. Everybody who get a little bit of access and money gonna be enticed. It's about whether or not you're gonna stand your ground or you're gonna go with the flow. And I can't think of no scenario where a motherfucker didn't break down and still flourish. Everybody, they either got offered whatever they got offered and they turned it down and you ain't seen them no more, or they went into some underground independent shit, or they went along with it and they got whatever came with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, like, the game is not gonna, you can't beat the house. You know what I'm saying? The house gonna win. It's a casino in that motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, the wheel has already been invented, you know?
Yeah. Like, they, and what the music industry as it stands ain't even that fucking old. So they really mastered this shit. They got it down pat, and they've been using us the whole time to get it done.
Facts.
That's why, that's what I'm telling you. This whole shit is a fucking, it's a play.
Yeah, and
This whole shit is a
it came
play.
from lawyers getting
Entertainment.
together. Yeah, it came from lawyers getting together in the very beginning, looking at it and going, yo, we can control this, or we can get people together and invite them in to do this, man. So
I think it's more nefarious than that.
I'm just talking about
I
the
think it's
start
way
of
more
it.
nefarious than that. I think that they saw what niggas was able to do communication wise over the
Correct.
centuries, and they was like, they keep doing this shit amongst themselves in secret, and we can't really capitalize on it. Let's throw some money at them and see whether or not that'll get them to share what they're doing with us.
Not only capitalize on it,
And
but
now,
how do we control them sending messages to one another? Because that was our
yeah.
form of signaling, right? The
And
music,
every
the
time, and
braids and everything else.
every iteration of creativity is us sending messages to each other. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Hip hop was us doing that again. We were like, you know what? They keep on cracking our code. Let's try this one. You know what I'm saying? So my question is like, what's the next version of that for us? What's our next thing?
Because
You
this is
see what I'm
going to be the
saying?
next thing. Because
It's
every
going to be, because we don't
so
stop.
many decades of us doing the art form, we always come up with something that changed the world again. Because we every, like you said, even, you know what? Because I'm glad this is recording, because I feel like this isn't said enough. And I know you being a student of music, you're going to know where, probably already know where I'm going with this to a degree. This has been from classical music all the way to now, because everything was made by us. Because even going back to the quote unquote dark ages, when Africans went to Europe and pretty much was basically teaching them
Civilized
how to
there.
be civilized, right? Who brought the instruments? They didn't know how to do none of that shit. All them pianos, woodwinds, all the stuff they use for classical instruments, we brought that there
A piano is
and
nothing
was
but a harp
playing it.
turned flat.
Yeah.
That's all it is, a
And yeah, they
piano.
just put, and the crazy part about it, it's only 12 notes.
It's only
It's only
12
12
notes to
fucking
play,
notes.
bro.
It's a play.
That's it.
And the thing is also is like, because of the way that this is structured in a modern era, I think they cracked the code in terms of kind of like stifling our ability to communicate with each other, because now our avenues of communication are limited to mostly internet shit. Wait, I don't own a fucking pressing plant to make up records and CDs. I don't own a fucking pressing plant to make up cassette tapes. And hell, half the fucking devices that play that shit, you gotta fucking go to them to get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got an old fucking tape deck and you know how to keep that motherfucker running for 50 to 100 more years, or you can keep on building those motherfuckers yourself. You see what I'm saying? Streaming services. Record companies fucking are fucking knee deep in business with these streaming services. So if you want to post your music there, guess what? You got to get they okay. You get what I'm saying?
The
Like
only
if I
person
really
I
want to,
know that
like
may
I
own a plant, a pressing plant or anything, maybe Tech N9ne if he still has it.
and
Maybe.
think about it like this. Tech N9ne is financially stable, and how much he's benefited from his independence. When you look at the grand scheme of like his popularity, he's still like a underground legend versus like what he probably could be if he played the game.
Absolutely.
So that
Absolutely.
means that he's still operating outside the door of this business.
Yeah,
You
of
know
the
what I'm saying? Yeah, he got
mainstream.
his music. He still got to go through the streaming services if he want to be heard outside of physical media. Now, unless he can find a way to start his own servers and build up his own fucking server bank for streaming, it's It's not as easy as it used to be. I remember pressing up CDs and selling them motherfuckers hand to hand and getting people on board with the product that I was pushing at the time. And this shit was fun as fuck. It was expensive, but it was a
Can't
more
even do
fulfilling.
that now. Who got a CD player? Who
You know what
even
I'm saying?
has
Most
one in
cars
their
don't even come with
crib?
them no more.
No, they don't even come
No,
with
the
them.
computers don't have a CD deck on it.
Nope,
I spent
at all. Everything is
thousands of
software
dollars
based.
on the computer. You can't even put a
You can't even
CD or
pay. Nope,
DVD,
you gotta buy that
Blu-ray,
separately.
nothing.
You gotta buy it separately.
You
Yeah.
gotta buy it separate just to have it.
And most people, most like, and then you think about it, like our generation is the only ones that kind of see and find value in that. The younger
Right.
generation don't give a fuck about that because it's all
And
about
that's what we're gonna lose so much shit, man.
they've been
Like,
raised on the convenience.
they
because
say they're
think
thinking about
about
bringing
this.
CDs back.
Well, think about this, right? Like, say some cataclysmic thing happened in the next shit, even 100, 200 years from now, to where everything is damn near erased or whatever. The way we have shifted everything into this non-physical, everything cloud-based, electronic, whatever. If an alien race came here, they're gonna think the peak of our society was like 1999 or 2003 or some shit, when we still had physical evidence of shit that we did. Because after that,
Our physical,
everything else is gone. If all the computers and shit is gone, it's gonna look like we just stopped at the early 21st century. And been going,
you
we've
right about
already
that.
been going 20 something years after that, and it's gonna look like, it's
You right
crazy.
about that, boy.
So I just, as a message to whoever listening, if you are artist, visual or musical, whatever, make physical copies of things that you have. Like, if it's a way for you to put some on wax, if you got stuff to print, put it on a canvas, put it on a poster. Like, you need physical evidence, because the way it is now, everything is in this, digital format of physicallessness, and we will lose a lot of things.
I think that, and I had posted something about this last night. Let me see what I said. There's some it was just a thought I had, and I said something like I said creative people recognize the emptiness of society, and that is that all that's there is all that's left. So creative people work to recapture the best parts of being a kid to share with the rest of the world to remind them of what life is really all about. Because if you're not a creative, you really don't tap into the wonders of what this could be. You know what I'm saying? People who sculpt, they see a block of clay and they can turn it into something. You know what I'm saying? If you're a painter, you see these colors and you try to figure out this combination of colors to, you know what I'm saying? Think it keeps your wheels going. But people who aren't creative, I believe every human being has that in them, but it's been turned
In
off
different ways.
through indoctrination. You know what I'm saying? Some of us are still left that still create or find ways to be creative. You know what I'm saying? It's an outlet as well. It's a form of expression that's uninterrupted. You know what I'm saying? But like you
See,
don't need.
some people are using it on a job because they don't want to do the independent route. Some of them prefer to do it at the job, you know?
I think I
Everybody
don't even
not
think it's
meant
a
to be an
preference. I don't think it's a
entrepreneur.
preference, bro. I think it's for some people, it's all they got. They're like, if I'm gonna make this money, I'm gonna do it this way. That's how they look at it. Like people who are mechanics. I work with, you know what I'm saying? I work with mechanics on my job who the way they're gonna make the type of money it takes to sustain them, because sustainability is really what it's all about when you become an adult. It's just not how not to be homeless. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't love going to work for another motherfucker just to do what they love to do. They do it because it's a trade-off. It's a choice and a trade-off. You know what I'm saying? It's like they compromise. Like, because if you believe me, if every fucking creative could do it on their own and
They
still
do
live
it.
a fruitful life, everybody would be doing it.
That's a
You know what I'm
fact.
saying?
Facts.
I've been
It'll
talking
be
too much.
no, you good. You good. You keeping the conversation alive. I think what Cree said is valuable as well, dude. Like, what would you do if they came down and just saw those on everything on a digital format, you know, and they wiped everything out from that point on. Like, we're gonna take everything from here and go.
We had an EMP. All it takes is an EMP, and all this shit
Wipes
is
it
done.
out. Gone.
We back in the dark ages.
Wipes it
Yep. And
out.
the
You know what I'm
only
saying?
thing that's going to exist is the things that we actually committed to, or some type of physical
Yeah.
media. And hopefully, you have things that could still play
Some
those
type of
things.
tangible good, some physical copy or something. Do you have six? Do you have copies of all that music we made? Yada yada yada. Did you put it here? Did you do that? Did you do it this way? But if they came down and just said, "All right,
Give us an
shut them
example.
down." Or we'll shut everything down from this point going forward. How would you be able to do that?
And I think also, like on the other end of that though, because I use what Canada's threatening to do. Well, what's it? Quebec, Canada's threatening to do. They're talking about, because they, I don't know if you remember back in 03 where it had the brownout over on the East Coast. Like all of New York was, you know what I'm saying, no power. They talking about cutting their power ties with the United States because of some threat, some tariff threat that Trump put out there. If they black out that quadrant of the United States, man, financially the United States is going to be struggling for a few months to a year because we got to power ourselves, and I don't think we got the grid for it. That's why we share that resource with them.
Interesting. And a
You
tariff
know what
is
I'm
just
saying?
another tax for it, right?
The way tariffs work is imported good is the tariff is a tax that's put on the shipper, not the source. So like the so if I wanted to fucking shit tax fucking Amazon for goods that come to my house, the only way I could do that is by raising the price on UPS and FedEx for delivering it. So technically, Amazon never even feel the fucking pain.
No, it'll be you, the person who's getting the
And the only
goods.
thing what happened
Right,
is
because they're
UPS
gonna
will have to
pass that
charge.
on to the
They will
consumer every
charge.
time.
Yeah. That's
And
why this shit don't work. That's why it don't work.
it's so interesting to me, like, getting just transparency before I get into this. I'm not saying that Kamala Harris was gonna be some amazing president or anything like that, but the things that we A already saw in the first term of Trump, and the things that he actually blatantly been telling us that he wants to do in this next term, why would anybody that isn't a rich person vote for him? It's like literally the way that they brainwashed and used all these different things, like trans people and all these different things, to get people to go his route. And it's so many things that they're about to do that's not going to serve a lot of people that voted for him. Like,
You know what?
it was a clip of somebody talking about, yeah, I can't wait till they get rid of that Obamacare. Meanwhile, he's using Affordable Care Act, which is Obamacare. That's just the other slang name for it. So he wants something to get rid of that he's actually utilizing because they didn't frame it in some racist rhetoric. And it's just like mind-boggling.
It's like this, bro. So we had this thing that happened in the black community, and it's been consistent for the last 50 years in terms of being religiously Democrat. What I'm saying, no questions asked. We religiously Democrat. We watched a whole generation of people raised in single parent homes, kind of like becoming the new voting bloc. We watched you see what I'm saying? All these different things that factor in. It's the same thing that happens on the other side of that. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're just seeing it from the Democratic perspective. The same delusion that's required to be religiously Democrat is the same delusion that's required to be religiously Republican. It's just you're selling it from a different need. You know what I'm saying? A different desire. So like people, I work with a bunch of fucking Republicans, and I listen to them talk, and I can appreciate their perspective on shit like that. And I don't have a question. I'm not gonna challenge them. There ain't no debate. I just want to hear it. I just want to hear what they got to say because it's interesting. Had I lived my entire life in the city of Chicago, I probably wouldn't even have these types of conversations with motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? All I know is what I would know. But to hear the way they kind of like, the way they paint the narrative as to what their reasoning is and what their expectations are. They sound like us. They sound like us from a dip from the other side of the street. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I know all this shit is manipulation. It's all mental manipulation, bro. Like you can't ever break free if you hanging on to the promise of a motherfucker who looked down on you.
Well, I
You see what
think
I'm saying?
this last election was lost by the Democrats because one thing that they don't really think about for some reason, and I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm seeing it more and more, even having my own views be this way. Black people and Latinos and Asians and Indians and all these different minorities, it's a lot of conservative views within those different demographics that
It almost always
align
has been.
with a lot of Republican views still, and that's
It
why
always has
they
been. We're the
lost
most
a
family
lot
oriented.
of brown people this time because number
Brown
one,
people are
they was
highly.
insulting the fuck out of us with Kamala Harris the way she was having
Pandering
Megan
the
Thee
shit.
Stallion and all that, like. I'm not stupid. You need to come at me with intelligence. That's what would the time when you think about it, the times that the Democrats have beat Republicans is because they put an ultra smart person that was sharp that was a Democrat. That's besides Joe Biden. I think people just was sick of Trump. But when you think of how Obama won, that's he had to come in there like like everything I'm saying sound correct. I'm logical, all this shit. I'm making these Republicans look as ridiculous as they are. But when you got somebody combating that with a twerking rap artist and all of that shit, it don't hit the same.
Bam,
I'm of the
when she
mindset.
went up there on that Breakfast Club, bro, and they asked her who was her favorite rapper to listen to growing up, and she said Tupac. I
You're
was like,
too
yeah, this a
old.
rap. It's a rap. How is it Tupac?
Tupac is y'all
Tupac wasn't
about
even out when she was growing
was a
up. She was
child
already
when
years of each other's age if he was still alive right now. Literally, they about the same
not. Yeah. I think that it's one of them things kind of like what they say to your defense attorney, your prosecutor, and the judge all go play golf after your case is over. It's the exact same thing, bro. It's like they all just
It
fucking
is. All of
it's
them
the same
cool with each
shit.
other.
They get up in the ring and do the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson shit for us, but then when it's all over, they shaking hands and they go have dinner. You know what I'm saying?
And
It's
sign off
like
on the money that they may sign off on the checks that they're gonna get.
I told somebody anyway. I was like, dude, this whole Joe Biden presidency was setting it up for Trump to come back. And they're like, how? Because he a felon. I said, dude, I said, what's the alternative? I said, what's the alternative? I said, even they're like, well, if Joe Biden drop out, then that's another thing they didn't consider. She could have already been president if he'd have just
Got out the way. Just
conceded.
resign.
Yeah,
Hey,
he
let
just
me
stepped out the way.
resign. Let me
So
resign. I'm having health issues. Let me resign.
the play was never for her to be in there in the first place. Because
Ever.
if it was, then she would have been proven to be a good enough person to replace Biden before all of this shit even transpired.
Because they
Know what
could
I'm
have
saying? It was
took
just a
him out
play.
halfway in a term and put her in place if they really wanted to do that. You're right. It was all a setup. All this is a game because he's the face of the lot of the policies and things that they want to put in place. They're using him and the Republican regime to put that in place, but it was going to get put in place regardless. It just looked better if they're doing it because it more aligns with the way that that party has been portrayed anyway. This is literally like a story of good guys versus bad guys that somebody writing. And
A
then
Marvel, it's
this
a
is
Marvel movie.
literally, dog, this is literally like Empire Strikes Back. This is where we living in right now. This is the Empire Strikes Back.
But aren't the
Fucking last
presidencies kind
movie
of
was
ran?
the what is it? The Rebellion won the last movie. Now the Empire Strikes Back. That's where we at right now. Literally, that's where we living.
Aren't
If
the
you want to
presidencies run like
structure it like
12-8,
that.
12-8? Aren't the presidencies ran like that? 12-8, 12-8, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. 12 years,
Yeah,
8
we
years,
had a
12 years,
couple.
8 years.
This
It's 4 8 4 8.
time is disjointed because of the way things went, but typically it does go that way.
Because I'm looking at like because George W. Bush, he ran, he got his two
Got his
terms. They said he stole the
yeah.
second one. They said he stole the second one, then
No,
Obama
he
came
stole
behind
the
him.
first one. The second one was a landslide because Kerry was trash. The first one
But
was
that's what they do,
definitely
bro.
stolen.
That's what they do to legitimize the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? They put you up against somebody that is undoubtedly inferior. You know what I'm saying? Damn. It's crazy because we keep on, again, go back to the fractal concept, like everything splintering off into these different small factions amongst us and, as people. You know what I'm saying? Like you said about the conservatism, like black people, brown people have been historically conservative anyway. We always like majorly family oriented, religious, blah, blah,
Religious,
blah.
yeah.
And only in the last fucking 20 years, less than that, have we started showing more liberal views on things. And that's only through mental manipulation and fucking social media, bro. You know what I'm saying? They start making us look at each other like we are our own enemies. You know what I'm saying? Like none of this was possible before social media. Like you couldn't turn us against each other before.
No. And Obama used social media because that was kind of like the beginnings of it as far as running for president. He used that to his advantage well. He had a
At that
whole, he had a
time.
whole, yeah, at that point in time, he had a whole group of, a whole campaign group of people working on that, making sure they pushed that thing to the max for him. And it did well. They did it right. But now this shit is just out of control, man. I don't know how do you galvanize black people and be and use social media. It's kind, I think it's kind of you need some type of major movement using the emotion, type of emotional trigger or something to get us all involved and want to run for a presidency.
We just
Man,
lost right
we need to
now.
get back to talking to each other. We need to get back to
Yes.
actually having conversations.
Are you
We
saying we
don't
need to
do that no more.
communicate more? Are you
We
saying
need to
that?
communicate amongst each other.
Wow.
We
Imagine
don't do
that.
that no more. We don't do that no more, bro. Everything is like just like it's re we don't even have the fucking attention span. And I'm not talking about us. Our generation is already like we not even a priority no more. So the youth aren't necessarily being engaged in the way where the conversation is being had. You know what I'm saying? It's all through likes and views and the algorithm, bro.
Well, you also got to consider, especially being a parent. I know you saw this firsthand with even if it wasn't in your own household, just seeing the way other people was raising kids that was around you. This whole what anything from what 2005, 2006 going forward, these are iPad babies. Like all of them was raised with electronics in their hand from day one, babysitting them, their attention span is in the fucking toilet. Like when I even interact with like little teenagers and stuff now, it make my head hurt. Like I literally while we've been on, my homegirl was texting me because she's trying to get something for her son for Christmas. This fool want some $900 Jordans. Just out the blue, like I want some Black Cat fours. They ain't made them shoes in 5 6 years. You know how Jordans are. If it's dead stock, they about to tax you. So she looking it up. This $900. Then she like everything on his list is like $300 and up. It's like they don't even have like even when we was kids asking for stuff. We had a like okay. I know mom could kind of do this, that, and third. So I'm gonna keep it cool. They don't even have no concept that kids that even have parents that don't even make as much money as her still be acting like weird like that because they just basing everything on social media.
My question is this, bro, because, and again, this is from my personal experience in being a parent, right?
Yeah, I keep going.
Why
I'm gonna
is
step
it
away for a second. Keep going.
all right? Why? What's the problem with parents just saying, "Nah, let me teach you some financial responsibility. Let me teach you some things that'll be useful to you." A lot of these motherfuckers are really ducking and dodging that form of accountability because they don't want to be the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? And I could never wrap my head around that. And also, it's like this idea of running away from poverty got these motherfuckers scared to just say no. Like they don't want their kids You see what I'm saying? Like, I grew up broke, and I've been told no 100 times, and I don't want my kids to experience that. Nigga, the best thing a motherfucker ever told me was no,
Yeah, because
because it
that
made me
makes
figure
you
it out.
ready for what the life. You're gonna get more no's than yeses in life, and especially
Man.
for a woman raising a boy, you better get him ready for what life is. That shit gonna be like yes all the time or easy all the time. Like for us especially, no. So you definitely gotta get him ready for what life is.
I think it's even deeper than that, man, because it's factors that go into it. Like, you're not only preparing them for adulthood, you're preparing the young boy for manhood. And I don't care how different or the same that they say we are, there are some absolute, some set in stone differences that have to be discovered and explored and talked about when you're raising young boys and young women. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no, like, yeah, it's a lot of shit that women can do that men can do. It's a lot of shit that men can do that women can do. But by and large, there are very few fucking scenarios that are in place that actually show those benefits playing out in real time. You get what I'm saying? Like, when you got a young boy and he just want to sit at home and play video games, and he grow up to be a young man, and all he's ever done was sit up at home and play video games because mama's scared to let him go outside and get hurt.
No social skills.
What
I don't
kind of
know what y'all
man he gonna
talking about,
become when
but
he? What kind of man he gonna grow up to be when it's time for him to actually interact with women? You know what I'm
not
saying? Now he
good. That's
sitting up, now he mad at women because they don't give him attention, because these young girls was raised on the opposite side of that. And they were raised to believe that a man should do everything for them because they watched their mama struggle, or their mama told them, don't get you no man who ain't got no money. But these same mamas is raising these boys to not go get money.
it
And now
make
you
it
got,
make sense.
yeah, it's a contradiction. It's a fucking contradiction. It's a we live this is what we this is what we dealing with now. Them same young kids, the ones you were talking about, the iPad babies, they grown now, bro. They in the workforce now. They out here in the streets. They jumped off the porch and they not ready for it. I watched a young girl have a fucking anxiety attack on the job because it was too many commands for her to fucking remember to do. And she went home early. You
Wow.
see what I'm saying? She couldn't handle it because now her social interactions are have demands attached to them. You
Right.
know what I'm
And they
saying?
didn't before. Just even like the way the social structure in elementary school and high school was for us growing up is completely different now. It's so much of what is it? Just getting awards, or what is it? Participation awards, the competition level is low. That's why, like, when I see these young athletes, the ones that are like, still rising and still having that nature about them, I give like the Juju Watkins and all these young kids that's in college and they ball like, how did you do this in your generation? Because it's just a whole bunch of people who don't have that drive anymore. It's not getting it still. So the people that's showing it in the younger ages, like I give them all the props in the world, and their parents are awesome or something
It's
because,
resources, bro. It's
that
resources,
too, yeah.
having community and having resources. Like, my kids was in sports. My kids was in martial arts. They had a structured life, man. They had like a idea of like how to set schedules for themselves and have something to look forward to on a daily basis. When you got parents who, especially, and they go back to what I was saying earlier, like, when you got motherfuckers out here who just, you know what I'm saying, flying by the seat of their pants, they don't really invest in their kids and shit like that because they still trying to be fucking kids themselves. You end up with this fucking chaos. Now these motherfuckers, I'm telling you, they out here, bro. They are literally living amongst us, and they have demands, and they part of the voting block and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is all by design. This shit is all structured this way. Like we like to blame the technology. The technology is just a tool to get this
To get
result.
us there, that's it. That's
You know what I'm saying?
it basically co-opted your brain into thinking that this is the way it was supposed to go instead of you going the other way.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers are literally,
Or
motherfuckers
coaxed,
like,
not co-opted. Maybe I should say coaxed your brain, but anyway.
motherfuckers literally be like, I don't even have to, I don't know how to get there. I'm gonna have to use Google Maps to figure it out. Like, they literally came in, like, if we lost all of this fucking technology, motherfuckers would be stuck. And they'll be looking at the OGs like, hey, save me. I keep telling my folks, ain't nobody coming to save us. As men, ain't nobody coming to save us. I don't care what you, I don't care what you identify as. When it comes down to it, if society needed you, could you step up and play your part? That's what it comes down to.
My nigga, do y'all
Can you
remember the
step into the
days of
role?
having a map? Your family having a map to drive to certain
Can you
places?
read? Can you read diagrams, my nigga? Do you know what an Allen wrench is? You know what I'm saying? You know what a crescent wrench is, my nigga? You
Mm.
know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah,
I
it's a
mean,
reason why a lot of the dudes in our age group is pulling a lot of the younger women because the men that's in their lane, they don't even know how to be men. And it ain't even their fault. I feel for them. And I'm from a single
plus these young niggas
mother,
walking
but
around with
she
bonnets
made
on and
sure that
shit.
I learned the stuff that I needed to learn. She put me with my uncles and some. She was like, yeah, you gotta learn stuff because you a
Man.
boy.
I learned everything I need to know about cars by sitting up watching my pop work on his car. You know what I'm saying? And when I needed shit worked on my car, he'll bring his tools over and he'll have me do the work and he'll just talk me through it. And shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He showed me how to buy the manual. You know what I'm saying? What all of these different things. It's like these are like life skills that most young people don't even find value in because the life of convenience is overwhelming. And on top of that, most of the OGs ain't really doing the OG thing.
Well, even to take it further, like just to kind of like pivot towards like the dating thing to a degree, not fully, but I feel like a lot of the issues that we have as men and women getting along is this perception of, oh, from a woman perspective, like, oh, I don't need a man for anything. But actually you do, because everything in your life, the structures
It's
were built
provided
by
by a man.
men. You
Yeah.
just not
You're
necessarily
not fucking them.
needing a man in your household per se, right? What you
Yeah.
said.
No,
But
you're just not fucking them.
you still need us. The fact that they try to like act like, oh, we're so unnecessary. Drive down the road, ma'am. Because who made it? Who made that building?
Who
Who, like, it's
maintains?
still
Who
us
it's ice in the
doing
streets?
stuff.
Who's putting the salt down?
Even if you're not in that person's household, you're still benefiting from a man existing and working to make your life easier. That's literally the
If you
purpose
need
of how
roadside
we
assistance,
move, is
if you
to
need
make life
roadside
easier
assistance,
for women and children. That is
yeah, that's all. That's
literally
what. That's
our
what we're.
purpose.
That's our mission. That's our mission.
That's literally our fucking purpose.
And you know why? It's because when they're happy, they're not yelling and screaming, and we can actually think about the next
And
mission.
have some damn peace. If I make sure all that shit is cool, they gonna shut the fuck up, and then I could go in this room with some quiet and do the shit I
Right.
like to do.
And just
For real.
decompress. Yeah,
Man.
decompress. I
Oh,
told my girl one day, because she's like, how come you don't want to, how come every time we go out, and you decide to go out with the guys, you don't ask me to go. I said, 'cause you're not fun. And she's like, what do you mean?
man.
I said, 'cause I could think of a million different scenarios where me and the guys are having our guy conversation, and that'd be the most engaging shit. And I said, you'd be sitting over in the cut just on your phone anyway, just chilling. I said, what you need to be
Thumbing
there
through
for?
and scrolling.
Yeah, what you
Scrolling.
need to be there for? You could do that from wherever the hell you are. You ain't got to be there with me to do that. And on top of that, now I'm responsible for safety. I got to keep you safe and shit like that while you with me.
And I
Actually,
gotta
they
watch the
don't think
conversation
about
that we having as well, making sure ain't nobody trying to pull one.
it.
You know what I'm
Like,
saying?
what
Like,
is one of the main things women will be like, oh, I love being around my man because I could shut my brain off. They literally, like, how many times, come on. Like, let me talk about it real quick. How many times have all three of us been on a date with a girl or whatever? And you know, this is somebody you've been with for a while, so they feel safe with you, all that, which is great. We love that. We want you to feel like that. However, it's like a somewhat of a negative side effect to where they just literally do not pay attention. Like, I've had to like stop a girl from walking into a pole multiple times. Like, that's how, like, they like, I'm with my man. I'm like, but kind of pay attention a little bit because I'm still trying to make sure the perimeter
surveying
good,
everything.
we good, all this.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, I can't even focus on that because you're about to walk into a damn telephone pole, like, ma'am, like, the fuck?
I tell my kids this all the time. I was like, we went to high school, grammar school. We was, you know what I'm saying, they always had the special needs kids, special ed kids separated from the general population in their own classrooms and shit like that, right? And I asked my kids, like, where you think them kids wound up at? And they was like, damn, they out here with us.
Yep,
I said,
and we
exactly.
don't know.
And like I said, you out here fucking on them and all this old shit.
The lawyer girl definitely with some dude that was on the short bus, and he
Right, and
breaking
but she got
her
a type
back
though.
too.
But she got a type. She wonder why he a thug. They ain't think he thuggish. They ain't that he this. He just like they think that he's street and shit. Like no, this nigga can't. He can't think past age 13. He's stuck.
Yeah.
They like 45 years old, he's still
Big
sagging.
muscle
Ma'am,
head.
what are we doing? And when he get angry, his only emotional response is violence. Ma'am, what are we doing? Like,
But I love him.
what? All right, I think
He
I can change
nice.
him. I think I can fix him. All
Okay. Good
right,
luck.
all right. Special ed teacher.
The man.
Right, do your thing.
Coin. I'm using
All right.
the fuck out of
Hold
that.
on, a
These
special
special
ed
ed
teacher.
teacher ass.
Wow.
All right. Go ahead,
Wow.
solve his problems. Go ahead, solve his problems. You got this. You know what I'm saying?
That's in the vocab forever now. That's too good because that's
All
like
right, but
perfect.
all
A special ed teacher. Oh my, yes.
right. Yeah. Now, the reason why your like I don't know if you realize it or not, but your nigga defective. Like it ain't that he a bad man. He ain't bad.
His
You know what I'm saying? He just ain't
packaging was just
he didn't
fucked
come.
up.
He ain't, you know what I'm
Oh
saying?
my
You know, like
God.
when you buy a piece of furniture and it's missing something. You know what I'm
Man,
saying? When you go to
that's
put
what
it
I'm
together,
saying.
you know what I'm saying? He missing something. That's all. Shit.
They be like,
And on
all
top of
those
that,
things you
and
just named.
outside of that, bro, think about like it ain't even necessarily the special needs shit. It's like motherfuckers raised in a household that was just full of trauma.
Yeah, oh yes. Which
You know what I'm
is
saying? You
what
don't
this
like
situation
women don't have these
is.
conversations with men. They don't even want to hear that shit.
No. Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Don't a woman want to
And
hear about all
God
the bad shit
forbid
in your
we're
life?
humans and went through stuff and have emotions and
Yeah.
might cry sometimes like any
That's
other
why
human because they'd be like turned off if you show human qualities as a fucking man. This is weird.
but they got the nerve to say some shit like, before you approach me, come healed already. Like, bitch, you ain't even healed.
You ain't healed.
That's why you
What are
been
you
that's why you
talking
in your
about?
15th relationship.
Man. And
Come
you
healed
out here talking
already.
about some accept me for me, but I gotta come
Yeah.
heal.
You
What?
know how childish that is? You know how foolish and childish that is to say, accept me for me?
No.
Accept me as I am.
No.
But
Lady, what
would
are we talking
never
about?
in the
He
history of
said,
the
lady,
universe
what are you
accept a
talking about?
man for what they are. And we came with that same bullshit. They gonna look at us funny than a motherfucker.
Yeah, we
That's
toxic. We
what
become
is
toxic.
crazy. Shit crazy.
Yeah. But this world we live in now, bro. It's like
Evil world we
we
live in.
do
We
what we supposed to do and adapt.
should put the future meme right there as the evil world we live in. It should come right where you said
Yeah.
that. Cause like that's what the fuck this is. Like, okay. Just for, like this reminded me of a conversation I was just having last night. I went to a little Christmas party and I was showing my friend how ridiculous these dating apps are in a sense of like girls. And I've asked my female friends who are on dating apps and all this stuff, and I'd be like, "Oh, so you know, if you were on an app and you came across some men's profiles and it was like their Cash App or Venmo was on there, well, how would you feel about that person?" And they'd be like, "Oh my God, that's he a bum. He this,
Broke, like
blah,
he
blah,
begging
blah." I
his
was like,
begging
and
ass.
I'm like, "So you might need to have some talks with the people in your female constituency, because y'all be on that bullshit heavy than a motherfucker. Like, you could
Bro.
have 10 profiles that you could look at, and out of the 10, you might have three to have their Cash App and Venmo on there. I don't know you. Why am I giving you money? Are you a prostitute? What are we
I'm gonna
talking
tell you
about?"
this. This is how delusional the whole situation is. Like, outside of like OK Cupid and what's the other one? The one with motherfuckers be Match.com. Outside of that, the other ones are strictly made for hookups, bro. So if a bitch looking for love on fucking Tinder and shit like that, she don't have no fucking self-control. She don't know how, first of all, women should not be out here trying to just lure men in. Do you see what I'm saying? Because they don't have the discernment. We've been raised and trained to do it, bro. We've been raised and trained to do it for generations. Women have only been doing this shit a handful of years. You see what I'm saying? They're not even equipped to actually to pick apart a dude's fucking story, or just to say, you know what? This nigga, I could tell this nigga only wants some pussy because he ain't got no shirt on in his picture.
You
You
know
know
how
what I'm
many
saying? Like, you know,
times,
like niggas use dating apps to shoot fish in a barrel.
right?
Women use it to try to find a way to tame a man.
You know how many times I've had to tell a woman who was 4'11 to 5'2 that if you want to actually maybe find a person, maybe don't have this rule of big dudes being over 6 feet tall and you're a midget. It's like they
They
put
set
the
themselves
game
up.
against themselves. It's the way they make choice, and that's going back to what you said. They're making choices based on a damn Disney movie fantasy, and we make choices based on where we like a dude in a certain job or a certain position. He know he can't get Beyonce. We don't have delusions. Like a woman working at McDonald's thinks she could get the most dopest dude alive. Like we don't be thinking that shit when we work in them type of jobs. We know what the fuck we can do. Like,
I'll
and
even
then
say this, bro. I'll even say this. If I was to fuck Beyonce, I don't look at it like that's my new level.
You
I
just
just think,
came
damn,
up that day.
I came up that day. Well, women be
But
like,
they
hey,
think that's they got. No, he was just what is the term? I
she
was
went to a Chris Brown
picking
concert. I
low
paid
hanging
$1,000
fruit
for him to
that
grab my
day.
ass. I paid $1,000 for Chris Brown to grab my ass. That's my new level now. Like, the fuck? Like, you still work at McDonald's, lady? What were you doing? You still a cashier at the Dollar General.
You
What
lost
were we doing?
money on a stupid
You know what I'm
decision.
saying? But now
It's
you
a it's a
think
it's
this is the type of man that you deserve now.
it's a it's the society we live in, bro. The society fosters that type of bullshit. It keeps people. It's like loud noise, and when you like. Well, I say when you're tapping on the fish tank, the fish be minding their business. When you start tapping on the glass, they start to scurry and shit like that. We're in a constant state of scurrying right now. Motherfuckers ain't focused no more. You know what I'm saying? People like so easily distracted and thrown off their pivot that they don't understand that a lot of their decisions ain't even made out of real discernment no more. Their decisions made off of pure emotion. You know what I'm saying? Making were they permanent choices off of temporary decisions, temporary emotions.
And
You know what I'm
the
saying?
spirit of discernment for certain ones don't kick in until an advanced age where they've made so many mistakes or done it over and over and over again. And now they start to
But see,
say, you
those
know
are
what?
special needs people. That's the
Yeah.
special ed people, though.
Some of
Because
them,
think
not
about it like
all.
this. Because think about it like this. Like you have to mature at a constant rate in order to start developing some of these skill sets, right? But when you get stuck, when you reach that point of arrested development, that's special needs shit, bro. Like you can't be, you ain't sharp, and then all of a sudden you just get stuck. That means something has hampered your ability to move on to the next stage. That's why when you go to school, they test you and shit like they do all them standardized tests. They want to know whether or not you're developing. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not you're gonna be a good fucking spark plug for the machine.
Is
Know
it
what I'm
okay
saying?
for us to move you to the next level, you know?
Yeah.
And
And some
here's the
people,
test that we need you to take.
and life is constantly testing us.
Yeah, constantly.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are failing like horribly at it. Why that's why this shit got five baby daddies. That's why this nigga got five baby mamas. Motherfuckers fail. I'll say this. A nigga who got
In and
five
out of
baby mamas,
prison.
it might even be more skilled at life than a chick with five baby daddies. Because it should not be this easy to get pussy. And first of all, it should not be this easy to get pussy. And for the first time in human history, it's easy as fuck, dude. Niggas who ain't got no niggas who don't deserve having no pussy is getting pussy, my nigga, and making babies. Women are the gatekeepers to sex. The gate is wide open. You know what I'm saying? So
Because
think
they
about it like this.
make
If he a bum
decisions
ass
based
nigga and this
on.
nigga used to eat crayons in middle school and now he got fucking kids and shit all over the fucking city, who failed who?
But six, the crayon eating child man is now 6 foot 4. So
Yeah, he got muscles and shit.
everything goes out the window. Then he's 6'5". Nobody
He got,
cares if he can
and he
think
drive a
now.
Hellcat.
You
He
know
drive
how
a
many
Hellcat
times I
too.
done heard a
He
girl,
keep the
literally be
blicky on.
like, a dude could be a certain height and now he could be ugly and I don't even care. Like he could be six,
Man.
he's 6'6" and ugly. I don't care. He's 6'6". I'm just like, y'all are weird because that's one thing about us. You can't be ugly. I don't give a fuck what the fuck you trying to do. As a guy, we like,
Bro.
I don't want no damn unless you
Bro,
know that that be your
the
lane.
difference is though, is like for men, it's always in tier groups. You know what I'm saying? It's like who you, it's like who and what you'll smash under these certain constraints and who you'll cuff and keep around. You know what I'm saying? Women just everybody grouped together under, I want this to be my man. Yeah, she wanna fuck, but it's backwards though, because the man she wanna fuck, she won't require no commitment out of him. You see what I'm saying? But she'll give everything to the nigga that she's highly attracted to, and this nigga don't even look at her like that because this is another fucking bitch on my checklist. Click, you know what I'm saying?
Because
Check
nine
this one off.
times out of 10, to go back to what you said earlier, women will think that, oh, this is my tier because I got this guy. No, this guy that's probably maybe say he an 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever. Let's say he in that group. Sometimes if they are there, they gonna maybe take a 5 or 6 because that's like an alley-oop to somebody that's a 10. They could get that easy. So now I'm getting this, and they gon' the person that is that other level, they gonna be so geeked to be with him, they gonna go super hard, all that stuff. So he's getting all these benefits, but at the end of the day, he know what he ultimately wants is equal to him. So eventually that person's gonna be gone, and then you thinking that's your tier now. So now the dudes that's talking to you, that's really the motherfuckers that you should be looking at. Well, I could do better than that. No, you could fuck better than that. But you can't get better than that to stay.
But in her mind, her reality is shaped by her imagination, her perception. You know what I'm saying? So, like in her mind, fucking this dude who stick up liquor stores and shit like that, and got seven baby mamas who all live on the same block she live on, that nigga ideal because she was able to tame him. You know what I'm saying? In her mind, she's thinking, well, this nigga, that's why you see them videos like, well, he come home to me. And all that old crazy ass shit. Like he a fucking wild ass dog. Like he a stray cat. You know what I'm saying? He know where my front porch at. All that old crazy ass shit. Like, bitch, you know, relax. Get some game. Learn some structure in your life. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man, that this is where we at though. Because again, I know what it was like growing up and how challenging it was just to get numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can. Numbers, but to get the number you really want, you know what I'm saying? To get the attention from the chick you really want. Nowadays, they just fucking throwing it out there. Like niggas, I'm looking at like, why is she giving it away so easy? What's wrong with it? And then you find out what's wrong with it. She on fucking mental health pills and shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? She suffered from bipolar disorder and depression, and she got all these kids and baby daddies and all men ain't shit. And then you look at the men that she picked. These niggas that. You used to see them at school, but you ain't know what room they went to. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? And now you're like, now you got a question, what's wrong with you? Like, what's wrong with me? Why she choose me? Am
Like
I
he could
retarded
turn
too?
down the hallway and he disappeared. I don't know what room he
Man.
went and
I never
shit.
seen nobody go down that way.
Every time I saw
And
that
they
nigga,
in
he
the
was walking in the
classroom
line.
like 1 plus 1
He was
is 2.
walking in the line. Every time they went to the bathroom, they were lined up. We ain't have to line up, but his class always had to line up. Why is that? You know what
No, you
I'm
go to the
saying?
washroom by accident when they in there and it's somebody sitting at the urinal with their whole pants around their ankles at the
Down at their
urinal.
ankles
You're
and
like,
shit. You know what I'm saying? There's water all over the place and shit.
That's who you hollering at now, ladies.
That's
The
who,
guy with the fans
that's your
around
baby
his
daddy?
ankles at the urinal.
I'm like, that's your baby daddy? You know what
Oh,
I'm
that was the
saying?
part I you said it. And then all of these things we listen, and then they decide, wow, I should have a baby with this person. That's what I should do.
And all he got is his ability to fuck.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga offer a strong arm dick. Then go in there and slam her ass up against the wall and shit. That's why they all like to get choked and shit when they be fucking them. You know what I'm saying? They think that shit's sexy. Now, this is how this
Oh
nigga
my
communicate.
God.
Yeah. His communication ain't that great. That's all.
All right. For real,
I
man.
don't know what to
I ain't
say.
trying to,
Right. And then
You know what I'm saying?
when they yoni
Nigga
be
spitting all
whistling
in her
at
mouth
you
and
and
shit.
shit, then they blaming everybody else. When that motherfucker whistling while they
That
walk.
nigga spitting in her mouth. She think that
Hey,
shit's
they be
sexy.
asking for
Yeah. And you give it to
it.
him.
All right. And then she be like, then she come fuck with you, and then she be like, you're not exciting enough.
You're not.
No,
You're
this nigga
not.
eat, every time you go out, this nigga eat chicken nuggets.
What's your name? Chicken Nugget.
Chicken nugget.
You have the dino nuggets? I like those.
Really? That's why when you hear about them niggas always talking about go over her house and eat all her kids' fruit snacks. You know what I'm saying? That's them niggas. You
You
know what I'm
say
saying? When you
you
got
know
some
him well,
purpose in
huh,
life,
Six? You say you know which one it is.
the
I can
red
point him out.
flags are showing. They're showing the red
For real.
flags, ladies. They're trying to show
They're
you.
trying to
I
tell
don't
you who
know.
they are, and y'all going for know what I'm saying? These
Oh
niggas
my
used to
God.
run walk around with a fucking stick in their waist when they was kids, like it was a gun. Got a limb off a tree, playing guns and shit. I'm like,
I'm
nigga, we too old for
mad
this.
if
What are you doing,
everything
bro?
you said, I have witnessed this shit before. That's why I'm laughing so hard. I'm like, what? Did we have the same childhood? I guess we both grew up in
No,
Chicago, so
I
yeah.
think it's
Yeah,
all
you
of
seen
us.
it. You
You
seen
saw it. You saw
it.
it. It's all of us. We all saw the same shit growing up through the public
Yeah.
school system. We all saw it.
Oh
That
God.
shit's everywhere. It ain't no place that
These
it
are
ain't.
those lead paint chip babies. For real.
The motherfuckers that will scrape the gum off the bottom of the desk and have
Eat
at
the
it.
then sniff it before they pop it in their mouth and shit. Niggas
Are you
in
chewing
the nigga.
that
That's the motherfuckers, niggas on the train eating boogers and shit. And he
ABC?
get mad at you for and look and get mad at you for looking.
The fuck you
Be
looking at?
offended that you look that you look disgusted.
Yep.
Like nigga.
Yep. And wanna bust you
Nigga
wanna bust your fucking
grown as hell,
nose.
musty as shit. Like nigga, you musty, bro. You got a full beard and you musty, bro. I don't give a fuck. I get pussy though. That's all
How? And that's a problem.
like the ultimate when the ultimate goal is to get pussy, you can't even debate this nigga on nothing else.
Because he got
You
it.
know what I'm saying? Because guess what? Because odds are that when you find out who she is, you're like, damn, I fucked up too. This nigga my Eskimo brother. What I mean? Like, damn. So now you questioning, your fucking intelligence and shit. Now, how the hell she get past radar? Cause she look good. Cause she meet all the criteria to get fucked. The difference is she just gave it up. The bar low, man, or it's non-existent.
Well, that come from not having the right upbringing and all that stuff. Cause 9 times out of 10,
Fathers wasn't in
it's
the house, man.
either a girl that had the parents and they were so strict that that just made them want to run out and
Yeah.
be in the street. Or they didn't
A father
have two
figure that
parents.
taught him.
If they didn't have the two parents, then they, like you was about to say, it's like if you don't have a father figure, then you just keep searching for these, in men. So that's the other promiscuous archetype. So you got the two strict parents, one which I done ran into a bunch of them. They be the ones be trying to do you in the car and stuff. You'd be like, damn, girl, like calm down. It's like I can't go
Fun.
inside. I'm like, all right.
Fun time.
I saw this video where this chick was breaking it down. She said that a lot of these women don't want a man or a father for their kids. They want a father for themselves. So that's why they treat their baby daddy like shit when he leave. Because not because he's not there for the kids, but because he's not there to be her father figure. Or when he have a strong relationship with his kids, she get jealous of it because she can't identify what that looks like or feels like. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be the same way, like the opposite side of that, like dudes who have like a super strong relationship with their mom, chicks be jealous of that and be looking at it like, yeah, mama's boy.
Yeah. Well,
But
how do
the
I
problem
destroy
with
his
that
relationship
is
with her?
you see what I'm saying? So it's like the way this system is structured, it got people fucked up, bro. It got them right, it got everybody right where they want us. Because if you out here confused about your own fucking social life and your relationship state, because for the last two, three generations, shit been destructured and taken apart and reapplied in a different way. When it comes down to like just normal basic shit like picking a mate,
How we
like
gonna do the thing on a larger scale?
yeah,
because picking a mate is
Like,
integral. Like
most
that's a
animals,
part of everything.
most animals won't mate with an inferior mate. You know what I'm saying? They won't look at another a animal that has like illnesses or having health issues and reproduce with them. They can pick up on it. We have lost the ability to see it and do anything about that. We'll fuck anything. Know what I'm saying? We'll reproduce with anybody. And that's as a species, that's where our biggest fucking that's our biggest downfall. But I think the reason why that is because systemically the way society works, it needs constant reproduction no matter what the cost. We got to constantly replace those that are dying off, or those that are not useful to the system. I told somebody at work a few weeks ago, I said the idea that your child is your child is just strictly an idea outside of the fact that you gave birth or you created this child. I said, but your child is a product of the state. No child, that's why you get a fucking certificate for their birth. That's why you're required to get a certificate for their birth and a social security card. Your child is a fucking product of the state. You're just here to keep on, it's like a farmer raising chickens. Yeah, the hen is the mother of those chicks, but who owns all of them? The farmer. You see what I'm saying? That's how the government is, man. It looks at us the same way. Like the reason why we got names is just for the benefit of our family identifying us and having communication. But we are not our names. We are fucking numbers,
Yeah,
period.
social security number. Yep. That's our
You know
for
what I'm
those who
saying?
don't
Don't know, your government name is not the name that your mother gave you. Your government name is your social security number.
That's it. That's
Yeah, I
all.
can keep talking.
And the way it's kind of the way it plays out socially now is like again that loud noise shit I was talking about. It's like we being fucking frazzled in our ability to communicate and have a real logical conversation with each other is almost diminished to nothing now because I done seen too many scenarios where motherfuckers just don't want to listen if they don't trust you, if they don't believe you, you don't got enough money and all this old shit. You ain't I can't why I gotta listen to you? You ain't doing shit with your life, that type of shit. That's why we don't have no more leaders. I'm saying everybody's under constant scrutiny. Anytime somebody steps into the realm of being a thought leader, they get questioned by all the idiots.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Every last one of the ones that we think or should have been in that position have went through it, down to even since we had that discussion before about Dr. Umar, you know,
Yeah,
like
we talked about Dr. Umar. We talked about Kevin Samuels. We talked about a bunch of
Kevin
different people
Samuels.
who thought
I thought that'd have
out,
been a really good one.
because thinking outside the framework of what society wants us to kind of like latch on to is really what advances society. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who actually has ideas. You know what I'm saying? You have philosophers. We have modern philosophers people ignore. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why is because they're not speaking on low vibrational shit. We're not, everything is relationship based. I would even venture to say this. When Kevin Samuels was alive, yeah, he talked about relationship shit, but he wasn't talking about it in the context, well, let me find you a date. Let me hook you up with somebody who more your speed. No, it was
What he
like
was saying,
trying to,
why these are the things that are going wrong for you and why, and these are the things you need to
yeah,
correct. And then it
exactly.
was
If
also
you want
coming from the
the
man's point of
results you
view.
want, if these are the results you want, based on the information you provided me, this is what I think you should change. You know what I'm
Or
saying?
maybe you're not even able to do what you're trying to do based
Correct.
on, because certain things aren't
Aren't for
changeable.
you.
Like, you
His
can't
opinion was just
change
harsh because
having
it was
three and
coming from
four
his
kids,
perspective.
but he
That's
was
all.
coming from a place where he wasn't sugarcoating everything, and
Correct. It was
most
just harsh.
people that
I
aren't
don't even
the
consider it
ones.
harsh, bro. I think it was more like
It's blunt.
it was more like if you go into an office and you try to get a consultation from somebody and you say, I'm trying to start this business. This is what I got. And the person giving you the consultation, like they look at the information you provide and they're like, well, this ain't enough. I need something else. Because based on what you're asking me to provide you, this won't get what you want done. And
You
you
don't have enough
come
of
back heat and you come back with some heat. It's two ways they could respond. They could tell you get the fuck out the office, or they could give you more information and guidance. But the deeper you down that rabbit hole you go, the more heat you're gonna get back. And that's how he always was. He never came off hot in the beginning. He always with absolute respect, you know what I'm saying?
It
And
was a build-up.
the deeper the conversation went, the more heat they brought him. And he was like, all right, I'm trying not to do this with you. I'm trying not to do this with you. And then he was like, how would you rate yourself on the scale of 1 to 10? And you can't use
Hey.
7.
Or nine.
You know what I'm saying? And then they'd be like, I'm a
A
nine. I'm a 10. And then he was like, well, this is what a 9 and a 10 is based on this standard, this on this criteria for the type of man that you're asking for. You're asking for a man who makes $200,000 a year. Why would he want you? You got six kids. You got two baby daddies. You got gout. You got fucking, you know what I'm saying? You got psoriasis. All this old shit going on in your
Yeah.
life that you just told me about.
But again,
Why
to
would
them,
this
it came
man?
off harsh. But that's that, was that emotional response that he was getting that people were eating up on the internet? And he was
Yeah,
getting,
that's what
he's
made him
getting,
go viral.
yeah.
Right.
Correct.
Because when he was having those conversations with men, when he was having those conversations with men, and the shit got heated, it never went viral. Nobody gave a fuck about how men felt about that, the feedback
They
he
were
was
getting
giving them.
taught, they were getting a lesson.
You know what I'm saying? But I think that being taught a lesson has you had to be receptive to the lesson in order for that to be true. You
Or
know what I'm
men were
saying?
probably
So,
receptive than what women, because they go into
yeah,
defense mode
women want to go to war.
immediately. You know,
They
when
be like,
you
nigga,
point
who's
out
you? You
something
ain't
they don't
nobody. Like, well, you just called me. You just hopped on my live feed and you started asking questions. I'm giving you answers. You don't like the answers. Goodbye. And well, fuck you, nigga, you bum ass nigga, blah, 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 blah. That type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, dude, like he like, so what do you do for a living? I'm a cashier at the gas station. How much money you make a month? $1,500 a month. Nigga, get another job. You want these results. You can't get that with
Yeah.
$1,500 a
If you
month.
is if
You
this is
asked
type
me
of
to help
woman
you
that
get
you're
these
looking
results?
for, yeah. Step it up.
Like, honestly, like, and you kept saying, like, look, man, women are naturally hypergamous. They want to be provided for. You want what you want, they want what they want. You know what I'm saying? This is about trade-offs and trades.
Yeah. I remember early on when people tried to introduce me to him, I was a little taken back by it, but it was only because they sent me a clip and I had to go back because you told me, he was like, yo, Matt, don't go. He was like, oh, don't go off those clips that they sending you, man. Go look at the whole episode. Go see the whole thing. And I was like, man, let me go check it out because from what they're sending me, it was giving me the wrong perspective on him. And I was like, damn, man, let me go actually sit down and listen to what he's actually saying. And then you go back and you look at the whole entire episode and then you get a chance to actually see what dude is talking about, the conversation. How it got to the point where you would think that it's demeaning women or black women or whatever. And then you get the whole gist of everything that's going on. You go, oh, okay, he wasn't demeaning them. He was just telling them it got to that point where it got too heated or they didn't understand what he was saying. And, you know, they started trying to be offensive towards him and he just started lashing back out. So it was just all about getting some the correct understanding about him and what he was trying to
It's
do.
all
But
about
after
getting some
that, I didn't have
perspective.
no problem with it.
I think that honestly, I feel like socially we are like well beyond respectability politics. I think that that's where a lot of people want to kind of like they want to be able to benefit from respectability politics, but they don't want to kind of be respectful. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where we get a whole lot of this the hubbub with motherfuckers not being able to communicate well, because communication is about understanding. It ain't about a debate. We ain't nothing to debate. What are we talking about? You
That's
know what
what
I'm
I keep
saying?
saying. That's what I tell people. Like when you converse with certain people, it ain't about who wins the conversation. Sometimes you need to get a better understanding of me, and I need to get a better understanding of you. Because if we gonna move forward, that's the only way we can coexist. Like I'm missing something, and you might be missing something, and we need to find out what it is.
Right. And I believe that that's a byproduct also of the chaos, the loud noise. You know what I'm saying? We kind of like when you're in a constant state of frenzy, you kind of don't you don't use your you don't use your words right. You don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? You don't know how to structure a sentence in a way where it doesn't come off as being emotionally defensive. Like a lot of people have a hard time accepting that they're not correct on certain things because everybody that they've ever spoken to probably told them shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You come from a household where motherfuckers tell you don't nobody want to hear that shit. You get out here in the world and you start expecting everybody to have that same energy for you. And the first time you hear something that sound like it's coming off like that, you get defensive. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people grow up in a household where their mama or their dad be like, man, get your ass out of here. Motherfucking patience be short as hell when it comes to raising kids for a lot of people. Because they ain't meant to be parents. They just so happen to be parents. You know what I'm saying? They got out here, they was fucking and reproduced. And now they mad. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker fuck five of the wrong motherfuckers. And each time this motherfucker done shot the club up.
And we
You know what
dealing
I'm saying?
with
Now you got
the
five, now you got five little
repercussions
kids.
of them
They all
people.
they
We
want is some
dealing with them people
structure.
that was raised by people that didn't want them. And then we
Exactly.
getting a
Hell, raised by people
whole
who didn't even know each other that well.
certain ton that part, but then we getting this energy from them that's all negative, and all then we wondering like why is this part? But it's so much deeper than them surface level moments. It's always something with that person from whatever their childhood trauma, whatever, and how much trauma you gonna have if you raised by two people who didn't know each other that well, didn't even want you that much, and then didn't step up because some people go through that and see the baby fall in love, step up, and be a good parent in spite of. And there's a lot of people that don't, and
Pardon me
we
while I step
deal with
away and
that.
watch this chicken real quick. Y'all keep going.
I think that, and you're right, Creed. It's like it's a double-edged sword, where it's like we've done away with the structures of the past, but we haven't replaced it with anything that's comparable. It's like it's just
People
do what you can,
yearning
do what
for
you want
those
to do.
structure stills, but it's hard to even enact them structures in the way that the world is currently. It's like, you know, how women want a certain type of man and a certain type of structure, but the world ain't even built in a way, at least in America, for it to be that structure the same way.
That's because we
It's
have a
not gonna
dual
be that.
income. That's because we have a dual income society. You know what I'm saying? When you got when the bills are so expensive that it requires two incomes, and you're the only one in the household, it's kind of tough to manage that, and you're required to participate. There was a time when that requirement to participate wasn't so solid and concrete, but now it's like there's no most mo A lot of motherfuckers out here claim they got a dream job. I never heard of a dream job. You know what I'm saying? Personally, because a dream job means that you have settled for working for somebody else. And this is what you dream to do. You see what I'm saying? That's what a
It's
dream job is,
wild,
doing something for somebody, making somebody else rich.
but some people don't have the, you know, like I was saying earlier, everybody not an entrepreneur, and it's okay. Some
Right.
people want to work for people and want a structure put in front of them, and they're gonna work hard, and you know, they want to work to retirement and do the whole thing. And you know what? That's fine because a person with a mentality that would have a boss mentality, you need them people to exist for your things to happen,
Yep.
you know. So
Absolutely.
everybody can't be the chief, you know. Or sorry, everybody can't be the chief. So some people do have, you know, just for society to keep running, it needs to be people with that mentality to a degree. But within that, it needs to be fair, so people who do decide to do this, their life shouldn't suck because they decided to live a way that they are working for others. Their life shouldn't suck because of that. And that's where we
I
are
think
now. I feel
that
like a lot of times it does.
I agree, but I think that the idea of fairness is really contingent on what you're willing to apply. So it's like, let's say she's a lawyer. She went to law school. You know what I'm saying? She got out. She got her shit together, and now in her mind, she's in most of their mind, they want somebody who make as much money or more than they make in order for them to live a sustainable life. But most of the time, they don't even want to help pay none of the bills. They're not really. They don't want to. They don't. They want a provider, regardless of how much money they make. And the reality of the thing is like what drives men's economic stability versus a woman's economic stability is almost night and day. You know what I'm saying? Like the type of stuff like the we were talking earlier about like infrastructure, how men are like really invested in working in infrastructure and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Being electricians and in the trades. Those generally don't pay as much as being a fucking lawyer, bro. But
Well, they
you
stopped it
can't.
because of
You
the
can't.
scarcity of those jobs because of the way that our society, especially, has pushed everybody in this like go to a 4-year university and not a trade. So it's less tradesmen. So some
Yep.
electricians, damn, they're pulling down what lawyers are making because of the scarcity of them,
Yeah,
depending
because
on
of
how they market themselves.
the need for that role has created the you know what I'm saying,
The
the
demand.
scarcity created the need. I think that what happens though is that because the Venn diagram doesn't overlap, you have this situation where the communication is skewed. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't say what my type is without coming off as being toxic and wrong. You know what I'm saying? I can't say what I want from a woman without being considered toxic and wrong. However, I've never had a problem with dating down financially. You see what I'm saying?
I think we all
And
have,
most
right?
women that,
We've all done that, right?
yeah, I
but
mean,
but
generally, yeah.
women tend to, like women who actually have some sort of financial stability almost never want to. They never desire to. They never seek to, unless this nigga throwing some meat stick at her. You know what I'm saying? And he gonna stir up her guts and shit like that. And now all of a sudden, she'll take care, she'll pay his car notes and pay his fucking his child support.
For a while, but eventually that's gonna wear down on them and
Yeah,
they gonna go back
because
into
she's never gonna be
the
satisfied with that
same.
if he can't meet her where she at. Whereas like for me as a man, I'm not looking for a woman to meet me financially where I'm at because I'm supposed to be able to maintain my life without her anyway. You know what I'm saying? She's supposed to be in addition to my life, not a required component to live my life the way I want to live it. And they be thinking that we could pool our resources together and live the dream. No, that never works that way because the what's the phrase they use? It his money is my money, my money is my money. That's what they always say.
Absolutely.
And
You know what I'm
that's
saying? Ain't no
why
man, most men
men
don't,
get ahead.
count their woman pockets.
No,
What I'm
because we know
saying?
we're
Most.
not really privy to that. If the structure was more so like, okay, I want to provide, I want to work, but okay, well, my resources, I'm gonna make sure that we investing in this, we're doing that. That would make so much more sense to me. And it's some women that think like that. You know, and most of the women I know that think like that are married, you know, what's in there don't have very many problems in their relationships either because they're thinking more like, I want a partner. That is the point of this. But it's so many women that literally just want a daddy to come in and save them and not a partner. It's not the same, you know, because if people had a partnership mentality for real, you could grow something greater together and live the lifestyle that you ultimately want to live together if y'all get on the same page. Two heads is better than one, but both people got to be on the same page. And that's why everybody going in circles because there's so few of those situations. And the ones that they love so much are the people who actually are doing what I'm saying, but they still have this skewed delulu vision of it, like that man is doing everything. It's like, no, she's helping. That's why they're okay, whatever. You know, like Beyonce and Jay-Z, not billionaires if they're not together. They enabled each other to become billionaires.
And you gotta have the idea already instilled. You gotta have like this structure and idea instilled that it takes two anyway. You can't be out here thinking, well, I just need somebody to supplement my fantasy life while I still do me. You know what I'm saying? Once you're in a relationship, once I'm not even gonna say relationship. Once you're in a marriage, once you've actually like committed that relationship to something that makes you a unit, then I can I can't even question what a motherfucker actually, you know, saying what their intentions and their motives are. It's the people that expect the marriage benefits from just fucking and just being around each other. Those are the ones I'd be questioning. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't get access to my bank accounts and or get power of attorney over me if something happens to me just because we fucking. You know what I'm saying? You don't get to benefit from you. I'm not putting you on no fucking insurance policies just because we fucking. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, even deeper than that, though, like a person has to again present as qualified to be that deeply entrenched in your life.
100%.
You gotta really look at this person as being worthy of that on both sides. Men have to be
Yeah.
that for her, and she got to be that for him.
Exactly. Like, I feel like when a woman come out the gate, like, oh, I want princess treatment. I want this. I want that. Okay, cool. If a dude on the back end be like, all right, so what do you bring to the table? You better
Qualify
not get
for it.
offended, and you better answer this fucking question. Because maybe as a man, don't say it, what do you bring to the table? Because that triggers them instantly. But you could ask that question in a way that's not as triggering. Whatever the way you ask it, they need to answer it if they're demanding of you that type of stuff to me. Because it's
Low
like,
key, bro.
why
Low key.
would I do that unless you're giving me something to make it make sense to me?
Low key, I'm never asking that question. I'm looking, I'm observing.
Oh,
I'm being
that's a real dude is gonna do that. I think that's how you
because they
actually
gonna
find the answer.
people always gonna talk themselves up and make and be so fucking outside the realm of the truth when it comes to that answering that question in real time. You know what I'm saying? You ask her what she bring to the table, she gonna make up some shit. She gonna say some shit that ain't real just because that's how she imagined herself to be. But just,
I
you know what
feel
I'm saying,
like
through
if you're discerning,
the
you could
vetting
tell them
process.
little bullshit answers. If someone you
Yeah.
ask that and they answer the certain way, like it's this lady that I follow off of my podcast account. Forgot her last. It's Sarah or something. It's like with an F, but she is one of the few women that definitely would say, oh, I want a high value man, blah blah blah, skippity skip. But what she says on the back end in terms of this is how I would help their life, this is how I would do this, how I do that, you sound like you qualify for who you asking for. You know, like it's a difference of just asking for some shit and being qualified for some shit. You
Right.
know, that's for both genders. You know, I'm not trying to put women under the bus and men be trying to get some shit that they ain't qualified for either. You know, just going back to what you're saying, if you working somewhere and making 1500 a month, you ain't qualified for a lot of shit. Honestly, you ain't even qualified for these deuces out here. You better get another job
He said
doing
the deuces
that.
out here.
But
Yeah, man.
yeah, but I'm gonna have to
No, you're
I
not.
need to wrap up
We
soon,
got
man, because
one more hour to go. What are you talking about?
please, I definitely
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the Link Up on Full Profits Podcast. My co-host, as motherfucking usual, is 606 and Creed. I appreciate you guys jumping on here with me today. I'll probably put
Yeah,
this
man.
out next week or the week after. You guys continue to do well, be great, and take care of yourselves mentally and physically. And
Thank
remember
you,
the
brother.
mission statement: when you're striving for greatness, God never puts you in the driver's seat if it's taken. You bet you.